All right, Guardians of the Geekery. We are doing a special podcast for Suicide Squad, which we just got out of. And we are recording live in the Mobile Geekery Meal. Is that what we call it?
Stern's Lord Santa Fe.
That's basically it. So we have Carol the Cat.
Hello.
We have the Fifth Beetle, Davey Beauchamp.
Hello.
We have Tiffles Tenenbaum.
Hello.
And then, of course, Stern's Lord.
There.
And I am the Giddy Geeker. All right, so before we get started, let's just talk a little bit. This was a DC Comics movie, and how many of you guys have, what's your familiarity with Suicide Squad? Did you ever read the comics beforehand, before you saw it? I personally did not.
Starnes, I did not, no.
Carol did not. Starnes Lord?
I have read many different versions, as there have been a lot of versions, yes.
And Fifth Beetle?
I've read it all.
And Tiffles?
I have no familiarity at all.
Okay, so the girls are not as familiar, the guys are. So based on that, because obviously we're going to have a different perception than the others, initial thoughts. Davey?
I liked it. They went with a much more modern take on the Suicide Squad while throwing in hints of the classic.
All right. Matt? Starnes Lord?
I thought I was going to like it more than I did. I did like it. I thought that my only problem was I really have never been a Killer Croc fan, so that was a tough sell for me, and
okay.
I didn't make it into the movie. But I thought Will Smith did a great job, even though they kind of hid him from the trailer, so it was a nice surprise.
Tiffles.
Well, I mean, first thought is obviously they should have added Superman into the franchise. I mean,
that's well, he was there. He was in his coffin.
Yeah.
Well, we should have seen his face and his shirt on.
No Henry Cavill hotness for you.
I was glad to see Will Smith. Much like you, I was glad to see Will Smith. I feel like I haven't seen him in much lately, although I guess the last movie he was in was with Margot Robbie also. But, I really liked him. I really liked Margot Robbie. I thought she was really good, and I thought the Joker was good. I would have liked to see more of him.
Okay. Carol.
And therein lies my problem. This is a DC property. So once again, DC has to go with too many villains. And too many villains spoil the plot. It's, you know, they have the Enchantress and the Joker. I don't think you need to put it quite that close.
Well, no, because the volume wasn't picking up.
So it... And I think because they had two villains in this piece, both of them suffered. I don't think the Enchantress was really fleshed out, and I did like Jared Leto.
Yeah.
His portrayal of the Joker. I actually didn't mind it as much as I thought I would. There are things that I really liked. I liked the characters. I liked the portrayals. There's things I don't like. I didn't understand why Harley Quinn was part of the squad, considering she's not metahuman. And... you know, she's just an insane chick.
Deadshot wasn't metahuman, though.
No, but he doesn't miss.
Yeah.
What exactly does Harley bring to the thing besides short shorts?
The Joker.
Well, chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos. And
yeah.
You know, and that's part... I think actually that's part of the film's problem is it's a bit too chaotic. And I think it is trying a bit too hard to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
This was my problem. I have to admit something, and this is going to show a little bit how... blonde I can get at times, not to, you know, bash Harley Quinn, but when they were going to the HTV, and spoiler alert, to the top of the tower to find out who was in there, and I was sitting there going, who is in there? Who is in there? All of a sudden I was like, maybe this is the Stan Lee cameo, and then I realized, no, this is a DC property trying really hard to be a Marvel property, except for still having all the DC drama. You know, in the theatricals and the stuff like that. I liked Suicide Squad. As I was saying in the theater, I wasn't jumping up and down for like I was with Deadpool. I wasn't jumping up and down like Guardians of the Galaxy or the Avengers or any of those things. And it was like, I get it. You tried to remake some of the funny. I actually had a couple times where I thought something that was at a certain chronological part in the movie was probably originally meant for the front end, and then they cut it in at the end, some of the prison scenes, because they were trying to add some humor. Yeah. And I also felt there was a little bit of the anthology style, where it's like, oh, we have to stop and explain this person's story. You know, obviously in the beginning with Amanda, she's explaining each person, but then all of a sudden to stop and do a Katana story in the middle of it, and it was like, oh, we didn't give her enough, and she's a female, so let's add a little more to her character, because she was very...
a character that doesn't speak English, so we have to give her, you know...
She was very one note, and I feel like they kept her in because of her popularity, maybe with the TV series, and the fact that she's a female character, and it was like all of a sudden they were adding stuff, so I thought it was a B.
Yeah, I would give it a B. It's not that I didn't enjoy it. There are just bits of it that, and there's a couple of lines that just made me want to.
Well, we did laugh at the one scene where it was so slow-mo. We were like, they could have, the villain could have come up with an alternate counterattack by the time it actually reached her.
She could have developed a new superpower.
Yeah.
But so, you know, there's
had
like,
a child, raised it.
Yeah.
Taught it the superpower.
It's just, yeah, it's not a bad film.
No. It's an enjoyable film. Yeah. It's a good summer flick.
I don't recommend seeing it in 3D because this was very dark.
Yes, okay, either that.
I wasn't the only one that felt that way.
No, it was very dark. We actually took our glasses and tilted them down a couple times, and it was just a very overall. The lighting was very dark. We're not saying dark film noir. We're saying there was just, no lights on the place.
It was the processing from going from 2D to 3D. That's the reason why I like when they do it with the IMAX. It's so bright. It's brighter than a regular IMAX film because of the different layers and stuff like that. So
and I
want to see this in regular now.
Yeah, non-3D, I think you might see it better.
Yeah.
All right, any other closing thoughts, Starnslord?
If you like Wild Aces or any of the like crazy shoot-em-up films that make absolutely no sex or sense and defy
no
physics,
we stick the fifth Beatle between two women and he starts blurbing about sex.
But yeah, no, this is just a fun shoot-em-up film, and honestly, I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
I actually have to give it an A. If I had to rate this is an A to me, and I would never thought I would think of something like this as an A film, but I can't wait to watch it again.
I think if I watched it again, there might be parts where it'd be B+ because I wasn't familiar, so I could enjoy certain things. I didn't understand half of what Killer Croc was saying, and I also felt like it was kind of Jar Jar at moments, where I was like walking that line of
almost insulting.
Insulting.
With the Ebonics, and it's just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, there was
and
some bra work
it
over
it. It was like, come on, how many times are you going to call him Essay?
Now, for soundtrack, I'll give it an A-. The minus is because it used Spirit in the Sky, which was used in Guardians of the Galaxy. In Guardians of the Galaxy, I believe that it was one of the things on the soundtrack was clipped from the movie. And this was definitely used in the movie.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's kind of like those best of the 70s, best of the 80s tapes we used to buy, where it's like the ones that are really easy to get the rights for. And that's where I kind of felt that was the throw-in. Favorite song from the soundtrack, Eminem. Feel so empty without me. That song was made me laugh. So, anybody else? Music?
I actually enjoyed the soundtrack. So.
I did.
Yeah,
I would give it an A for that.
Yeah, it just reminded me that it was trying so hard to be Guardians.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this film actually would have benefited with an R rating.
I think so too.
I definitely think it was limited in the fact that it couldn't kind of go to that next level of violence. First of all, because really, I mean, it really isn't that. I mean, there's a lot of shooting, but there's not. A ton of fighting and blood. It's so dark,
and it's all those like little creatures that were created. I hate to say comic booky, but it seems like almost like you might as well put the Star Wars droids from the Clone series up there because they're just this generic kind of foe you don't care about. Yes, they used to be humans, but you don't think of it like that.
And they don't bleed,
and it's very
the villains and the sub villains were very much
just
plot
disposable,
movement.
So.
And the reason why they can't go with a hard R is because they had already filmed too much of it before. You know, after everybody saw how great Deadpool did as an R-rated film, it was too late to go back, and you'd have to reshoot the entire film to get that hard R.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. So overall, go see it. Maybe 2D's better. definitely buy the soundtrack.
Yes.
And this is Guardians of the Geekery.
Out. Sayonara.